Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Our friends over at the Lady Gang have just put out their newest Lady Box on sale and asked us to tell all of our fans because it's a super great deal.
With over $250 worth of beauty and lifestyle goodies, this box features fragrances from Kai Fragrance, which I love this fragrance. I put like a little bit on and I can put it in my purse and I smell so fresh. Hair products from Playa and skin solutions from Shifa Beauty, plus more.
Head over to theladygang.com to find out more and order soon because they will sell out. Theladygang.com.
Sometimes an on-screen romance can lead to an off-screen showmance.
How romantic.
Join former Glee stars and best friends Kevin McHale and Jenna Ushkowitz as they interview other dynamic duos and share stories about the highs and lows of friendship.
She's my best friend. I love you.
Right here on Showmance with Kevin and Jenna.
Welcome to Showmance. I'm Jenna Ushkowitz.
And I'm Kevin McHale. And welcome to our show.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. That's terrifying.
I feel crazy today.
I would like to welcome Jenna back from her Italian vacation.
Thank you so much. My 800-pound life.
Yeah, I'm so sorry that you had to come back.
Unfortunately.
I hope.
I never wanted to come back.
I hope all the pizza and the pasta were delicious. Jenna, I'm embarrassed.
Why?
Because I'm so tired, and I've been, like, refraining from telling everyone all day.
Did you work last night?
No. Yeah, I worked on my laptop spending money.
Oh, man.
Because I was online shopping. I couldn't. You know how I'm caffeine intolerant?
Yeah.
I had a Diet Coke at, like, 10 p.m.
That's a bad idea.
Cut to me at 3:30 in the morning being like, oh, it's declining my credit card.
Oh, my God.
It's getting flagged.
Wow.
I had a problem. So I was just up. I was like binging a Netflix show and I was binging Elite. Mm-hmm. And then I was also online shopping.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What did you buy? Did you buy anything?
No.
I do the cart thing where you fill the cart and then you exit out.
Well, I did.
And then they email you magically because I don't know how they get your email. Yeah, then they know you're shopping.
No, didn't you teach me this? Like if you're online shopping, you put everything in the cart that you like and then you sleep on it and you wake up the next morning.
I taught you that.
Yeah. I didn't listen to that last night. So I haven't checked to see what I actually got. So I'm expecting, you know, a lot of returns. Which
that is online orders. As long as it's free shipping and returns, you're fine.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. It's hard out here.
Yeah.
It's really hard out here.
Crazy. Well, I am done with the online shopping. I say that every time, and then weeks later, I get the impulse again.
Yeah.
So just waiting for the impulse to happen.
You were with me in spirit the entire time.
Thank you.
I was like, Jenna would be proud of me.
What would Jenna do? Would she buy this? I was in the fitting room the other day getting this outfit I was supposed to wear for you today, but I actually I had an audition, so I couldn't wear that outfit.
Wait, you...
I was in the fitting room.
But what do you mean? You planned days in advance to wear something for me today?
Yeah. No. So I was in the fitting room and I was like, these blue pants are like kind of crazy. They look like pajamas and this like tie-dyed shirt looks crazy. It looks like pajamas. It's kind of comfy and cute. But also I was like, Kevin would love this outfit. And you could have hated it. I don't know. But I feel like this is an outfit you would be like.
No, as you're describing
That's not
it.
The norm of what people would like. And you'd be like, that outfit's good.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to wear it on Thursday for him and during the podcast. And then I couldn't because I had an audition, which that would have looked even crazier. So I couldn't do it. But you have to wait for the outfit because I'm going to wear
Jenna,
it for you.
Sure. You don't love me enough
Kevin,
to commit to wearing an audition.
I went to a fitting room and thought of you and bought the outfit because I thought you might like it.
That's fair.
That's like you going on like a first date. You're like, maybe
you're right.
He'll like this.
We're
at.
Jenna 2019 style has really been elevated.
Thank you.
Yeah, you look good every single time I see you.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. I really I'm trying to dress like an adult. I'm trying to not be
cool.
In yoga pants because the truth is the other day I was working out. I got in the shower. I got out and got back into workout clothes. I was like, that can't happen.
I also feel like I went through a phase during the Glee years where I really cared about clothing and trying
you did.
To. And then I just got lazy.
I think you still care about clothing.
I know what looks good on other people, but I've sort of given up on myself. Mm-hmm. So I feel like this weekend I'm going to do like a complete overhaul and like take a bunch of stuff to...
It's very, very exciting.
Yes, to like either Goodwill or like Buffalo Exchange or something.
Yeah, and do National Council for Jewish Women.
There you go. I'll do that then. A lot of Jewish women will love my clothing.
Well, they will actually because they shop there and also... The proceeds go to, or the profits go to, like, families in need instead of profit for the store.
Oh, well, great. Yeah. Yes. That's exactly what I need to do.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jenna.
You're welcome.
Oh, that was, see, Jenna knows everything. What a resource.
I see everything.
I'm going to do that.
Cool.
And then.
You let us know how it goes.
Revamp.
Save anything you might think I might like.
Jenna did have a donation bag sitting in my garage and I
from like years ago
and I accidentally found it and went through it and took a Watch the Throne t-shirt out of it
and you wore it the other day.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know that shirt
because
like,
I knew I'd
yours.
Actually wear it.
It's great.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of sad I gave it away, but
you
it's like
it
one
back.
Of those things where you buy something new, you gotta get rid of a couple of things. Yeah. Or else mm-hmm. it piles up.
Yeah.
Before we get to Gabby and Allison, let's give a shout out to Ship, the dating app that lets you swipe for your friends.
We love playing matchmaker, lifetime hobby. So we downloaded Ship with a P and have been using it to find dates for one of our best friends that we won't call him out quite yet.
And it's genius because we get to live vicariously through him. Right, Kevin?
Yes. So download Ship. That's S-H-I-P. Search for Ship Dating in the App Store and start swiping today.
If you are single, you invite a group of friends to join your crew and those friends can help you find matches.
Genius.
I don't think there's anything better.
No. And if you're like us and you're not single, you can still join and help your friends out. You do not need to make a profile. You just join your friend's crew and start swiping.
So one of the best parts, I think, is the group chat feature. And like,
oh, yeah.
Right? We can skim through profiles.
It
we can strategize
rowdy.
How to start the conversation for your friends just to make sure that they're getting off
oh,
on the right
foot. Because people don't know what to do.
No, they don't. And you
get
know
too
what?
In your head about it.
Without us, Kevin, they wouldn't find their matches.
No?
Nope. No,
I
no,
mean,
no.
Hopefully they do with us.
Oh, well, finding a date is more fun if you do it with your friends. So download Ship, the dating app that lets you swipe with friends.
That's S-H-I-P. Search for Ship Dating in the App Store and start swiping today.
All right, anyway, should we get to our guests?
Yes, they're so much more interesting than us.
They are really funny gals.
Oh, yeah, they're funny, they're talented, and insightful.
And very different.
Yeah.
Gabby Dunn, Allison Raskin.
Hey, I'm Heather Morris.
And I'm Ava Bernstein Mitchell, a.k.a. Ava Flav.
And we're the hosts of the new show, The
Dance Room,
on Podcast One.
We're veteran dancers and choreographers that have worked with the likes of Beyonce, Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears, and many more.
Oh, and you know, I used to be on this little show called Glee.
Hey.
I don't know if you watched it. Well, each week we're going to go full out on our favorite TV dance shows like So You Think You Can Dance, Dancing with the Stars,
and World of Dance. So don't miss it. Get new episodes of The Dance Room every Thursday on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Now back to Showmans with Kevin and Jenna.
Okay, so before we get to the ladies, Gabby Dunn and Allison Raskin, we're going to do their bios because
yes.
This is your favorite part.
This is, do you ever watch, I know I've asked you this before, the Bon Appetit Claire when Gourmet Makes?
No, you tell me about this all the time and I'm like, I got to watch it.
Yeah,
I never do.
Well, she reads the ingredients and
this is it.
She's always said it's her favorite part and I think this is the equivalent of like reading the ingredients.
Okay.
This has become my favorite part.
Well, I didn't pull this off of Wikipedia. I actually pulled this off of their website. So,
okay. You
we're
better use resources.
Place. Listen. When it's there, why not?
We're all excited. Right. Come on.
Okay, these ladies are best known for Just Between Us, their popular YouTube channel with more than 150 million views. That's
damn.
A lot. Outside of this, they shot and co-created a pilot for MTV directed by Tamra Davis, who from Half Baked, and developed original half-hour pilots with 20th Century Fox, FX, and YouTube Red.
Gabby and Allison's I Hate Everyone But You was the first novel published under Wednesday Books' inaugural list, an imprint of St. Martin's Press, and became a New York Times bestseller in 2017. No big deal. Their second book, Police and Help, was just released this past July.
All right. And to the ladies we go. Welcome, you guys.
Yeah, thank you guys so
Thanks
much for
coming. In, oh, your, gosh. In your leopard print matching, mm-hmm. you called each other... story.
Yeah, here's what happened. I walked in and Allison was wearing a leopard print shirt and I too am wearing a leopard print shirt.
But I feel like they're different enough.
Well, this is the thing. Here's the thing is that we are often dressed similarly, but in a total, like we've each done it our way.
Hmm.
Like there's
so,
a
like,
totally
mine's
different.
Just like kind of a baggy high neck t-shirt and yours is a crop top with a tie.
Yes. And then, like, it's always, like, you're the more conservative version of what I've done.
Well, mostly just, you've just been rocking a lot of crop tops. I wouldn't dare.
Thank you.
I love a crop. I wouldn't dare either.
Really?
No.
It doesn't feel comfortable.
Doesn't feel right for me.
I feel like I'd rock a crop top.
Yeah, why not?
Kevin definitely. Kevin was wearing a t-shirt in New York when we were there last, and when he raised his hands up, it cropped.
I like him just to shrink just a little too much, because I'm 5 foot nothing, and I feel like it helps.
Yeah, the male crop
helps
top.
The gay or the or the length, the height?
All of it.
Okay. Both. Yeah. You're choreographing exactly what you want to get across.
It's true.
My dad in like the 80s was like, men wore crop tops.
That's what I was about to say. What is the famous scene? Was it Robert Downey Jr. or was it?
It's Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, and he's wearing a full-on crop top, and it's cool. And he's like a teen.
Well, he's also Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
But like people would wear that like after football practice.
Yes.
You just wear like your half jersey
and the champion sweatpants.
Yes,
right?
And it's so dope. Super hot.
And that was very hot. And at the time, straight? Question mark. And you were supposed to be like,
it was after football practice.
Oh,
and we all know all football players are very strange.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're correct.
Right, everything that happens after football practice is incredibly strange. Mm-hmm. How could I forget?
Definitely.
But then on 4th of July, we rolled up to 4th of July, a party, both of us in overalls.
Yeah.
But
I feel like that was the right choice for both of us.
Yeah.
Always.
I love overalls.
And I was wearing crop top with the overalls.
And I wasn't.
I can't do that. It feels like I'm missing a piece of material. Like I can't tuck it in.
Yeah.
I need to try it out.
I need pressure on my belly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I could maybe do like a very high pant and then a crop top.
Love,
but
a high
I need
pant.
To be high-waisted. Past my belly button.
Same.
Yeah, why not?
Like a cute workout outfit that makes you look super skinny, and even if you're not. Like, I'm like always like, yes, just give me that tiny little bit of skin.
Yeah, because what happens when you sit down? I'd be worried, like, when you sit down, and I'm like, wait, I was holding all this together, and now I'm sat down, and it's all out, and everyone sees it.
Yeah.
I'm like, good. It's a freebie. You're welcome.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy the skin.
You are the person that can go into their closet and pick out three random things that shouldn't match, but you're so effortlessly cool that it works.
I'm trying so hard to be cool is the thing. Like, it's a
nothing effortless about it.
No, it's so much effort. It's so much effort. But like, people seem to read it as effortless, which I think
some,
which is like, I don't know how I'm pulling that off at all.
I know, it's so funny to me when people are like, Gabby's cool.
Right. That makes sense. Yeah, because do you go, what?
I laugh.
Yeah, sure.
How much time do you guys spend together?
Not much.
It depends. It depends on what's going on.
I haven't seen you in a long time.
Yeah, but it depends on, like, there are periods of our life where we're together all the time.
Yeah, for work.
Yeah. And then there's periods of time where we're, well, you, on our tour, your parents came.
Yeah, that was
so
cool.
That wasn't, do you know what I mean? Like, you're on tour, you're like, ooh, we're on tour. It's like, we're rock stars, we're like touring.
Yeah.
This is like tour life, whatever I think people do on tour.
Mm-hmm. All that.
And Allison's parents were there.
Yeah, I played a lot of cards. It was fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Aww.
But I didn't have to pay for my meal, so it worked out for me.
Yeah.
It's like the two different speeds of touring.
Exactly.
There's the person that does like want to play cards, and I like to do both.
Yeah.
And then if you want to go out.
Yeah.
You're
a mix of like go out / not go out while you're on tour.
How many tours have you guys done?
Two. Yeah.
Two.
Ooh,
because we've had two
that?
Books.
had we toured? No. I mean, this past tour that we just did was our book and then also our podcast. So we toured the podcast too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's different vibes.
Do you like touring?
Different vibes.
I like the actual shows and the meeting of the fans and all of that. I don't like all of that time in between the shows.
Very
with
boring.
The traveling and
a
the waiting and just like 3 hours
city,
in the green
know.
Room for no reason.
Very boring.
Where we'll be like, you have to get to the venue at 5. And it's like, but the show's at 8. And it's like, you have to. And then we don't do anything.
Yeah, you sit there and eat a cheese plate.
Exactly.
And in a hot room that's not air conditioned.
And they go, you need to do a sound check. And then we go up and we do a 5-minute sound check, and then they go, thank you for getting here at 5:30 for this sound check. Now you have 2 hours.
Yeah.
Like, we don't want to do that.
Also, for a sound check, are you guys singing?
No.
I do, yes.
Okay.
Oh, you do a little bit.
I have a brief song.
Okay.
But it's mostly because, like, with the live podcast tour, it was like we had sound cues.
Got it.
They needed to know, like, when to hit those.
Right.
That's fancy.
That is fancy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Jenna, we need to, like, step it up.
No.
We can barely talk.
No, no.
You don't need
there will
three...
be no sound cues in our live podcast.
We don't need that. 3 hours to figure out sound cues.
You know it. And if it's written down, most smart people can get it, right?
Right? That's what you would hope.
You hope.
But what we've learned and what we've talked about a few times is that nobody is good at their job. And I don't know.
100%.
Like, if you I've met maybe 3 people who are good at their job.
Yeah, like, why can't people be on time and get things done? I don't get it. Reply. Not you. I'm staring at you.
We were both late today.
I don't understand. We were both very late today. I don't get it. How do people put their shoes on and their socks on in the morning on the right feet?
If they can't, if they, like, show up to their job and are just fully incompetent.
Yeah.
Which I understand. It's a job.
Are socks? Is there a left sock and a right sock?
No, I was just
saying. Okay. Like, have I been doing this wrong the whole time?
I do actually have Nike socks that have left and right, and I don't ever pay attention
no,
to it.
No, and mine are always wrong. I always have 2 left
to my own self.
Why? Yeah. What would be the point of that?
I have no idea. They're fashion. Particularly tennis socks, so I'm not sure if it's like,
I'm so glad this is a fashion podcast. Yeah. Experts on fashion.
Welcome to the fashion special.
We want animal print. We want crop tops for some of us.
Yeah. And we want socks with left and right on them. Yeah. And that's the tea. Mm-hmm. It's like, what?
Go forth.
The tea.
Exactly. All right. Let's talk about
you guys.
Oh, okay.
Now, I'm curious. You guys have a podcast. You have a YouTube channel. You've written books. You're on tour. Which came first, friendship or work?
Friendship by like a month, right?
Yeah.
So yeah. Simultaneous.
It was pretty simultaneous. Work. We talk about how it's like we had a kid on our honeymoon. Like we were like falling in friend love, and then we were like, oh my God, we should do everything. We should like start working on all this stuff together or whatever. And then it was like, oh, you have a kid. It's like 6 years in, and it's like, so you guys are sharing custody of a child for the rest of your life.
And you're not compatible.
Yeah, like, kind of. And it happened pretty simultaneously. People tend to think that we knew each other for a long time. Like, we get asked often, like, were you guys friends as kids?
No.
Which, like, no. Or, like, were you guys, they'll be like, oh, how long have you known each other? And we're like, literally the same amount of time that we've had
I feel like if we had met earlier, we would have been, like, there's some people where I'm like, oh, if I met them earlier, we wouldn't have hit it off. And I feel like we would have probably been friends. Even younger, though.
I think so. I mean, I want to be like, oh, I was a disaster, so I don't know. But you were as well. And also, when you met me, I was a disaster. So I feel like there wasn't really
a real change there.
Right, exactly. Like, that you didn't meet me. Like, it's not like I've gotten, by the time you met me at 25, was I 25? Uh-huh. Yeah, by the time you met me at 25, it wasn't like a huge leap from the disaster I was at 22.
Right. So and I was just so lonely, like, it wouldn't have bothered me.
Respect. That's very relatable.
Allison loves to gather friends, yeah. You were very, like, in a friend-gathering mode.
Yeah, I had to fill a lot of time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would like to talk about friend gathering.
Thanks.
Yeah. Can we talk about, is this like a dog, like a sheep herder dog? No,
what is friend gathering exactly?
I mean,
what stage? Because I think I've done this. I think I have other friends who have done this, but I'd like to hear your definition of
friend gathering.
Yeah.
I guess I treat friendship a lot like dating, where like sometimes I'll be like, oh, I don't have enough friends. And so then I'll like go out and hunt for them.
Yeah.
And then you pursue, and sometimes it works out, and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
And she has, like, she'll follow up with people. Like, we'll be on, like, a podcast, you know, not whatever, but, like, we'll be on a podcast, and we'll be like, oh, well, I'm not, like, nice to meet you. Oh, we should hang out. And then it's like, we're never going to hang out. Allison will, like, hang out.
Not so much anymore.
But you did. You would do, like, you would follow up.
Oh, yeah.
That's such a good quality.
I've been trying this, like, because I lost some friends recently. They're still alive, but we just don't talk. And
they're dead.
They're dead. I've been trying to, like, fill those holes, and it's not working.
Really?
Yeah, and then I had to, like, have a conversation with my sister, and she was like, well, just don't worry. When you have kids, then you'll meet new people. And I was like, okay.
Wow, that was her advice?
Have kids, it's so you kind meet of new true. People. Like, it is true. You become friends with your kids. With your kids' friends' parents.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, well, I just have to wait a few years until, like, I get my next round of friend gathering.
But my mom has said to me that she...
It's like crowdfunding. But it's like my next stage of friend gathering.
I don't know, because my mom told me, and I don't know if she should have said this, but she told me that what she was forced to be friends with, like, my friend's parents, and she was like, I
fucking hate at all those people.
Yeah.
You don't, you pick and, like, I can pick and choose.
Okay. Because she was felt forced into it, and she was like, I never felt compatible with these girls' moms, and I hated them.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I ever friend gather. I feel I make friends by accident.
No, yeah, Jenna, you know everybody on the planet.
But I don't do it proactively. I'm not proactive. I don't go out to look.
Oh, that's so hard for you. They come to you.
Yeah. It is. It's literally, you can go anywhere.
Oh, you have a charming personality where people are drawn to you. What's that like?
Yeah.
I don't think that's
I also don't know
case,
how you have
though.
The time.
Like I don't.
You know so many people, and you like make it look so easy to like.
Probably though.
Yeah, that's similar.
Like, but you're also good at keeping in touch.
Hey, it's so nice to see you again. And like, I probably haven't followed up with them. I probably wasn't proactive. I don't really like people, so I don't really know how this is happening.
This is similar. I have a lot of acquaintances.
Yes.
I know everybody.
Yeah, but it seems like you're really good friends, but you're not.
No,
like, I wouldn't. Like the outside
oh, then
the
you
window.
Sell it. You sell it really well.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, Jenna has so many friends.
No.
Like everywhere. I'm like, if I need anything, I'll just call Jenna and she's going to know somebody who can help me.
Like, that's the case, sure. But it's not necessarily people that I'm like, we're going to brunch.
Right.
Or like I'm having an intimate conversation with you where we're like getting
you
to
get
know
it.
Things
yeah,
about each other.
Exactly.
I have friends where we're like, we'll go see movies together. But I'm never going to be like, what's your childhood trauma? Like, we're just going to hang out.
That was a good film. Okay, see you later.
Bye.
When you friend gather, do you ever...
This is...
because it's like...
I love your interest in this.
I love
he loves it.
Because I imagine, because it is sort of like dating, or you view it as like dating, does it ever then quickly backfire? Like, oh, this person's great. I want to keep them as my friend. And then I've had this where you like just hang out with them every single day for a couple weeks. You're like, wait a minute. I'm in too deep. You kind of suck.
Kevin does that a lot.
Oh, no one will hang out with me every day. I'm as an adult.
Well, you had... What about... I don't want to say...
I mean,
do you know what I'm talking about? The person who got in too deep?
Yeah, I had a friend recently where, like, we became good friends, and then, like, it became apparent that we were not the best match. And so that is tough. I mean, it's all so everything is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, everything's uncomfortable and painful.
Or like, the person I'm thinking of is who took a professional relationship, and then all of a sudden you were in too deep.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like, you gotta, like... What's interesting to me is so many, like, the people who reach out to me a lot of the time, I'm like, oh, I don't want to see this person. And then I'm like, oh my God, am I that person to all the people I reach out to?
That's my concern. I think that a lot, too.
So is everybody just on the same page? Is everybody sort of reluctant? Like, I feel like that. I'm sure you feel like that, too, mm-hmm. where it's like, you want to be a good friend. People reach out. Like, let's hang out. I'm like, yes, I would like to hang out with you, but I've really got to stay on the couch right now.
Yeah.
Or the
That's
people.
That's adult life.
Like, I just don't have the
That's
energy.
Adult life.
Or the people
There's
that
no more
reach
FOMO.
Out.
Like,
no.
See you later.
How old are you guys?
31.
33, yeah.
Actually, yeah. So I think entering your 30s, you're like, you like... Look at, I mean, I remember in my 20s, I would see people, I would be fully in pajamas and living in New York, and I would see people on like out at a party, and I'd be like, and I'd get dressed and go out 100%. At midnight to meet up with them.
I've never done that in my life.
Okay. But I would be like, oh God, they're all at this bar. Like, okay, I'm out. I'm back out of bed. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, oh, thank God no one asked me to go to this.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And you're like, and even if they did, I'm still not getting out of my pajamas.
One of the best things I've ever done in my life is establish myself as someone who goes to bed early.
Yeah.
So I can leave things so early.
Because you've already
no
set
one
the,
ever takes
set the
it personally.
No, you have like the secret code to all this.
Yeah,
that's
it's
what
amazing.
It is.
And like, so and just the fact that I show up, people are like, thank you.
Yes. Yes. We
that's
got
why your
you.
Skin is so good.
Because I'm just asleep all day.
We
her
got
presence
you.
Is her present.
I've been at our friend's birthday party I'm thinking of. That was at a bar on the east side. And Allison lives on the west, more like West Hollywood area. And we got you to that bar at like 9 p.m. on a Friday. And the talk of the group was like, you like went to get water or something. Everyone was like, Allison's here. Can you believe it? Like, everyone was acting like the queen had showed up. Like, it was insane.
And 15 minutes later, I went home.
Yep.
Just show your face and dip out.
You do the thing Meryl Streep. She's like, drop me off at 9:45 and pick me up at 10.
Yes.
She said that?
Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, yeah.
That but is also, sort of my MO in every group activity.
You
and I just
gone.
Like, I don't even have to give an excuse. No. I just go, well, I'm getting tired. And they're like, oh, okay.
Yes.
That's totally fine.
You don't
and
get
I'll
the
be like, but I did
like
pretty
people.
Well, right? It's 10. And they're like, oh, you did so well.
Oh, that's so
you
good.
Don't get the shit like people give everybody else. Like, don't go yet. You
no,
just got
people
here.
Are like, thank you for coming.
Yep. We feel blessed. We feel blessed that you even showed up. Can you believe that she's on the east side past 10 p.m.? What? I can't even believe it.
Well, since Allison's always sleeping, how did you guys actually meet?
We met doing stand-up. We used to have a whole thing about how, like, my life starts, like, you go to bed and then I have a second life. But, like, we met doing stand-up. I had just moved to L.A., and we were both outside of Iowa West, the now defunct Iowa West, and we were waiting for an open mic, and there weren't that many girls. And I think you came up to me, right, to talk to me?
Yeah. Friend gathering.
I was friend gathering.
Yeah. And you were, and we were both like, yeah, and you, we kind of, we looked more similar at the time. We both kind of had this like.
Yeah, you looked like less scary.
Yeah, I looked normal
more
at the time.
Approachable.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Because I just had regular, I had just like long brown hair and I was dressed probably pretty like t-shirt and jeans, like very normal.
Mm-hmm. I think you were wearing like a cardigan.
I might have been.
Yeah.
Wow. Which, have I ever worn a cardigan since that day?
No, you trapped
different
me.
Different time.
I know. I trapped you.
I trapped
you. When was the shift? I want to see the shift.
When did
pretty
I?
Quickly.
Yeah. Okay. I think I was dating someone who I think was very normative. So I was kind of doing a normative thing for a hot second. And then that guy and I split up. And then you and I were hanging out and being friends. And then you kind of, when did you get a sense that I was nuts?
I don't know. I think I mean, within like a couple months, you had dyed your hair like platinum blonde and then pink, and like you changed, you changed your look pretty quickly.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah,
I'll change my look pretty often.
When did you know I was nuts?
Well, because you kind of, even in like a relationship, a romantic relationship to a friendship, you kind of are like, oh my God, this person has no red flags. They're amazing.
Yeah.
And then like 3 months in, you're like, 100%. They're nuts.
Yeah.
But you either have to decide like if it's a nuts that you're compatible with or if it's a nuts that you're like, oh no.
Oh,
gotta
go. Like, I don't have the time for that.
Right.
The bandwidth.
And I think that we were compatible as friends and not compatible as work partners.
Yeah, definitely. But it was like too late.
It was too late.
Right.
Yeah.
You were in too deep, building an
empire
by accident.
We had signed too many contracts.
Yeah, we had hit it off. Like, the people had spoken and they liked it.
Yeah, and so we were.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. How did you guys end up figuring out how to be compatible to work together? Or did you just accept? Was it just acceptance?
It was a lot of fighting, and then it was also kind of figuring out. It was almost like that show, like Married at First Sight. Like, it was figuring out, like, okay, how do we, like, what is important to who, right? Like, and Allison assumed, I think, that, like, I cared about the writing process or, like, you know, like, I think we each assumed that the other one cared about things that it turned out they didn't care about.
Hmm. Yeah.
Right? Like, there was, like.
We worked past some stuff.
Yeah. Like, there was, like, some. I remember there was like a break in the tension when it was like you were like, well, I want to write this thing by myself, and I was like, that's fine.
Yeah.
And you felt like that was going to be a big deal, and I was like, I don't care if you write it by yourself. And you
were
like,
but then
oh.
For years we would still share credit on stuff like that,
which was hard. Yeah.
And then
finally
tough.
That came up, and then we were like, actually, it's okay to have it be written by Allison, story by Gabby and Allison. Mm-hmm. Like, that was totally fine. And like,
so after I threw a fit and like had to fight you and our manager about it for like a year,
I'd never cared as much as our manager did. Mm-hmm. Truly.
Those things are always so hard, though, especially when you are even if you're really good friends and have a good communicative relationship, that's already hard. On top of that, if you guys are sort of simultaneously starting a friendship and then working together, so it's just people don't want to offend other people, and then people get crazy about quote-unquote business and all that.
Right. And like who...
Who
it's
actually
also
cares
like,
about what?
Right, and like who actually cares? Who's good at what? Like what strengths? Like whose strengths?
Yeah,
are
it's
what?
Hard to like take your sort of self out of it, your ego out of it, and be like, well,
am I good at? What are
we're
you
all contributing to the same goal? You want your work to be a success, so everybody has their own. But it's hard to get to that.
Yeah, and I think there's personality. There's like, you know, I think more of like aggrandizing. Like, I think I'm kind of more of like a, I like to be out there. I like to be the face of things. I like to be this like
I don't know, like, mm-hmm. noticed person. Yeah. And that's like, and I think people mistake that for who's working more. Hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
Versus like, no, that's just like the showier person, or that's right. just the person who like, that's just the person who's like out kissing more. Babies and shaking right. hands. Right. They're not the person who's like
behind with the computer and right. the speeches. Yeah,
right.
totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
So there's like this misconception, for sure. I think sometimes of like, and it is. It's like Hollywood, right? It's like I don't know. I can't name two movies. I can't name any movies that person's been in, but they're at the club every night, and like right. I know who they are.
Right.
But like versus, you know, the screenwriter who has like a $1 million mansion, and you're like, couldn't name who that is.
Right.
And like
love a $1 million mansion.
You would, of course.
We'd have to go to like Arizona. You can't get a $1 million mansion in LA.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's just a $1 million small home.
Yeah. yeah. Right. Oh man, I could live in Los Feliz. Exactly. Wow, a one bedroom in Los Feliz. I've succeeded.
Before we keep riding along with Gabby and Allison, let's give a shout out to TrueCar.
Every car comes with its share of stories.
That ding in your bumper when you nervously picked up a first date.
The luxury package you got after a big promotion.
Or the mileage you saved by riding your bike all summer long.
While you can't put a price tag on your stories, with TrueCar, you can at least find out what your car's worth when it's time to sell or trade it in.
Go to TrueCar, enter your license plate number, and watch how your car's details pop up.
Then answer a few questions.
Navigation and moonroof, watch as they bump up your value.
High mileage, you already knew is going to cost you, but now you know how much it dings your wallet so you can plan ahead.
Once you're finished, you'll get a true cash offer sent to you in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or trade in.
So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today.
True cash offer not available in all areas.
Which came, again, I keep asking because I just don't know, the podcast or the YouTube channel, which came first?
You're doing the YouTube channel first.
Yeah, we started the YouTube channel in 2014, mm-hmm. and then we started the podcast this year.
And wow. quickly realized that you were onto something.
Oh, that the podcast was much better. I mean, our joke was like, people would always, because the videos are like 10 minutes long. They're short, mm-hmm. if that. And so the people would always kind of be like, there would always be comments being like, I wish these were longer. I wish mm-hmm. you guys had a podcast.
That's how you know it's good. People want to keep watching.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Instead of like, ooh, I could cut it down.
Yeah. So they were like, we wish that you guys did a podcast. And then we like didn't. And then so the joke was like, when the JVU podcast finally came out, I was like, you asked for it. We did it 3 years later. Like, we listened to you. Oh, got right on it. So we started the show like this when?
I think we launched in like March or April.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
Yeah, we've had episode 25 came out yesterday. So then like we were like, yeah, let's do, we're both like, we didn't want to, honestly, we didn't want to be on camera anymore.
Fair.
Well, also, yeah, I think that we work worse together shooting together.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
we do not work well in that environment, and we don't work well together, especially for sketches.
Yeah. And
that causes, like, a lot of tension.
It was a lot of stress. And also, like, the nuance, like, having to be, like, you couldn't have any nuance, really, because the videos have to be so short, and there's, mm-hmm. like, short attention span or whatever. And then on the podcast, we, like, get to dive into actually what we think about things, or like right. the nuance of things, or talk about things for a little bit longer, or like get into topics that we like actually care about versus these like bite-sized right. YouTube things.
Mm-hmm.
It just felt old. We felt old.
Do you guys Tell feel like all. Though that this new sort of dynamic has helped your working relationship?
Yeah.
I mean, we definitely work on a lot less together now, and I think that that's helped our working relationship.
Oh, fully.
I mean,
for sure.
You know, us real. I think that, like, we work well as Gabby and Allison being Gabby and Allison, but not super well as, like, creative partners working on scripted material.
Yeah, we have sure. different stuff.
And so
that we're
like
interested
that,
in
we're,
for
we're
that.
We're, like, branching out and doing right. different projects solo.
I want to talk about your books. What was the impetus to write a book? And I love these titles, I Hate Everyone But You and Please Send Help.
Yeah, like, do you feel them deep in your soul?
Yeah, no, I do. It's like, you know, darts yeah. into my eyes. Tell us about them and tell us what the impetus was for, like, the first one and why you did a second book.
They said we could.
Yeah, we were like, please let us. The first one, I don't know how that happened. We went and had meetings.
Yeah, we had the idea for the novel, and it's a young adult novel about two best friends who separate for the first semester of college, and it's all of their emails and texts between each other.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's sort of like a friendship rom-com of, like, will this friendship survive? Huh. And we had that idea. And then when we met with agents, writing agents, they were like, well, what are you thinking? And as YouTubers, we were like, oh, well, we're going to have to do like a fake book.
Right. Like a fake dating advice or like a memoir or whatever. Like,
this is what's happened in our 24 years of being
alive.
Exactly.
Right.
But then when we pitched the novel idea, our agent at the time was like, oh, yeah, let's do this one. And we were like, really? And she was like, yeah. And then we sold it that day.
Oh, that's
it was
amazing.
So crazy. Yeah, it happened really fast.
That's really crazy.
And to our editor, Sarah Goodman, who's amazing. And then we –
well, she – that's not who we sold it to that day. We then, like, got
– to work with
somehow
her.
Multiple bids and then went – ended up with the editor of our choice.
Right. Mm-hmm. But we – it happened really fast. And then I had been saving the title, I Hate Everyone But You, for a potential memoir sometime in the future. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't figure out what we wanted to call. Oh, I know. We wanted to call it something else, the book. We sold it with a different name. And then they didn't like that. And so we ended up just
what
taking.
What was the name?
Please confirm receipt of this text.
Oh, yeah. We wanted to call it. I think that's so funny.
I know.
Because I completely forgot that.
That was based on a thing where Allison will send a text and then end it with please confirm receipt of this text, which is insane.
Because you don't respond to me.
Right.
And that's why it's hard to be friends.
Yeah.
Would you just go in her phone and do the read receipts instead? That's true.
I know. I don't have read receipts.
When people have read receipts on, I'm like, yes.
She does.
I took them off.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have
too much pressure.
I know.
Love
so
it.
Much I had it on for like a day by
it's
accident.
Like the BlackBerry.
I was like, what?
Back in the day.
I lasted a couple of months.
Yeah.
And then I was like, there's too many people I don't want to reply to.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I don't need people knowing me.
No.
So then, like, we did that book, and then, people liked it, and that did well, and was a New York Times bestseller, and then they let us write a second one.
You guys make it sound so easy just to write a book real quick.
Yeah, and then they let us do a second one. That was in 2017, and then they let us do this second one, and then
was that also like a YA?
It's a sequel.
Oh,
so
great.
It's the same characters 4 years later with their first jobs, but they're still in separated.
You guys are turning out books like Rihanna turns out albums.
Yeah,
it's like every 11 months, here's another one.
We just start dropping them like without any promo. Like,
yeah, we just delete our Instagram the next day and that's a book.
Yeah. And so that was cool because we get to follow the same characters 4 years later. So they were 18 in the first one. Now they're 22 in this one that came mm-hmm. out in July. And then we're like, just like they'll just be in the nursing home eventually.
Yeah.
As will we, I guess.
Yeah. You read it from the
nursing
home.
That's incredible.
That's awesome.
You guys are just like a burst of machines. Creative energy that you can't help yourselves. It's wonderful.
Well, we're like, as long as people are going to keep paying us to write them, it's like, we got to keep doing it.
I was just going
to
say, I just love money.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I'm with you.
And it was like nice because we get to, there's not like a lot of oversight. So we got to, like in the first one, we got to really address like mental health stuff, which is what Allison loves to talk about. So like her character.
I love it.
You do.
I love mental illness.
Big fan.
You do.
Big fan.
The her character is like dealing with OCD while trying to like be in a fraternity and be a normal college girl. Oh, sorry. Wow. Can you tell I went to Emerson, a school with, just full gay. And then my character is dealing with coming out and goes to Emerson, which mm-hmm. is like we say this in the book and people think it's fake, but it's not fake. It's real. They say gay by May or your money back.
Well, that's what my school was too.
What school?
Marymount.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
if you're not
city.
Gay by May or your money back.
Didn't we say that on Glee too?
Well, I think I pinned that after going to college. Was like gay by May.
Gay by May. Yeah,
yeah, definitely.
So, that's perfect. Yeah, I feel that Glee might be the Emerson College of television shows.
Mm. Possibly.
But so yeah, and then like
expanded a lot of horizons on that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I often when we our fan base is young, and like my fan base especially is like very young queer kids, and they'll like I'll like meet them and they'll have like their pronouns and their sexuality like in their Instagram bio mm-hmm. or they'll be like fully 13 and be like, thank you for talking about bisexuality, like me and my thruple that I'm with or like whatever. And they're like fully 14 being like, my boyfriend mm-hmm. and my girlfriend are mad at me. Ugh, can you believe it? And I'm like, you guys don't. And then they'll be like, right, like high school was hard for you too. And I'll be like, you don't fucking get it. And the thing that I do say is I'll be like, I was in high school before Glee, okay? So imagine that, okay? Imagine that, you fucking thruple-ass, yeah. polyamorous, bisexual 14-year-old. Get the fuck away from me. You don't know struggle.
Yeah.
Like, and that's our fans. It's like these just, like, pink-haired. I mean, six, in San Francisco, fully six girls in the audience had pink hair.
I don't remember.
Wow.
And now I my guess is less than six because you like to exaggerate.
I have a photo. I took a picture of the audience.
I'd say four.
Four, you think?
Yeah.
That's fair.
Enough.
Enough.
Noticeable. A noticeable.
And I'm so happy for a cast of Euphoria. Yeah. That's what I call a group of high schoolers. Yeah.
A cast of Euphoria.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I just think it's like so like we covered, you know, like the queer stuff in the first book. And then in the second book, it's like we had Allison's character dealing with like STD stigma and like a boyfriend who's gaslighting her. And then like my character is like in Florida and is like fully happy with her sexuality and like out and proud, but then like all of a sudden is in a red state and has never like dealt with being, you know, being shit on like that basically. Right. So like there we get to like explore these deeper ideas within like young adult. But the kids, I was saying, like the kids are woke. The kids know
it's
shit.
Crazy.
Oh, they do.
The
they kids
know are they know who they
it.
Are. They know
they
what's
know
going
everything.
On in the world.
They, really, they know way more. They know way more.
I feel a lot better about them than I do about us. You know? I'm like, just leave it to them already.
Yeah. I'm like just... you don't even know struggle.
It's true.
Yeah. That's true. That's where I worry.
You don't
that's
even.
That's where I worry.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Their like, phone's down. There's no Wi-Fi.
But also, like, the planet's dying.
The planet's
and
dying.
There's, like,
true.
No, like, career paths and no one has
it's
any
very
money.
True.
No money.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I mostly mean.
No hope. For
yeah,
the kids.
Yeah. That's true.
So let them dye their hair pink.
Yeah, they're all gay and they're all gonna die when the ice caps melt, and that's fine.
Okay.
They weren't reproducing anyway.
No, it's just nice. That's nice to write. That's nice to be who our book audience. It's nice that that's our book audience. Yeah. They're very smart. They're very smart.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you guys have worked on a TV show. You tour. You have a podcast and a YouTube channel. You do stand up comedy
and still find time to sleep.
Yeah,
I'm sleeping
write books.
Constantly. I was sleeping right
that's
before
right.
this.
She's always sleeping.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, I took a little nap.
That's lovely.
Thank you. What are you guys working on? I hate that question. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But
no, it's okay.
Yeah. What's
the
coming?
Third book.
What's coming?
Yeah, we don't know about that yet.
Well, we have the podcast is ongoing, which is great. Please
where
follow,
can we find
subscribe,
it?
Like it wherever.
It's everywhere. Well, yeah, it's like through Stitcher, but we
Just Between Us.
Yeah, it's called Just Between Us, and that's the fun thing that happens the most. Mm. And then I have a graphic novel that I wrote that comes out October 8th.
Awesome.
I'm very excited. I've never been in that world before, so I'm going to New York Comic Con. I don't know what to expect.
Amazing.
I'm like very I don't know. I'm like entering the like graphic novel world and
that's
like
exciting.
It's a different thing.
That's great.
Yeah,
well,
I don't know.
Congrats.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm excited about it.
It's
very
new territory.
Yeah, and like it was so cool to like write this thing and then they give it, people are always like, did you draw it? I'm like, no, we gave it to someone very talented who then I like look at it and go, you made this good. Thank you for making this nice and good. So there's like this artist, Claire Rowe, who drew it, and it's like I'm in awe of, I like when I do my little part and then like someone else is talented and they come and they're like, and now this, and I'm like, that's much better. Good.
Next year, stick figures. This is what it should be.
Yeah. Or like, I didn't know. It's also like there's like a sex scene in it, and I just wrote, they have sex. And then I was like, she'll draw it.
And she did.
It's just two girls scissoring, and you're like, actually, I need to take over.
You know what? Let me. I was wrong
Skype.
Here.
Let me
explain some stuff.
I was wrong here, I did actually. After she drew it, I was like, actually, can we do? We need to change the position or whatever.
Oh,
and then I was like,
God.
What a note am I? What note am I giving?
What's my job?
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for coming in.
Oh my God!
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Are you kidding me? Talk about friendship forever.
Very funny.
Yeah.
I love that you guys are just. I love that you just are bonded.
We're bonded.
Yes.
And that
you
don't fight
with a song.
Faux life.
Yeah.
No.
Like what do you?
5, 6, 7, 8.
I had an audition and I had to sing and I walked out and was like, I never want to sing again.
But that isn't that what?
That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
Oh, and got
you know,
it. Got it.
We're
you're
like,
done.
Never want to write again.
Yeah.
Never
yeah.
Do
yeah.
The thing. Never want to sing again.
Yeah. You're done. And you were like, and it was weird because it was like a hemorrhoid cream commercial. So I don't know why I had to sing.
It's always
I have no
something
idea.
Like that too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, why am I
STDs?
Singing for this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much. Can you tell everybody where to find you guys and find the podcast and find your what's your socials?
Yeah, the podcast is called Just Between Us. It's available wherever you get podcasts. Our YouTube channel is also called Just Between Us. Mm-hmm. Our books are I Hate Everyone But You and Please Send Help. And you can find me at Allison Raskin.
On everything, I know. On You're everything. Cohesive.
Oh, yeah, mm. Thank you.
I'm. I have a podcast I do by myself called Bad with Money, which is a fun finance podcast. So it's I don't know how to explain.
It's tough sell.
Yeah, I know. And a book, Bad with Money. They're both. It's social justice based financial podcast and financial book. So it won't be mean or scare you. And then the comic book is called Bury the Lead, and that comes out October 8th. And then I'm at Gabby Road, R-O-A-D, on Instagram because I don't understand branding. And then at Gabby Dunn on Twitter because I thought that Instagram was never going to take off.
Can
so
you change
don't
it?
Ever listen to me.
I
is
did
there
that
another Gabby Dunn?
So there's a girl that is named Gabby Dunn, and she has Gabby Dunn.
She
and we've communicated. She's really hot. So I'm like, you know what? Let her have it. Her name's nice Gabby Dunn. She's like a lives in London. She's like we've like talked and I was like, you know what, you keep it. And then in my mind, I'm like, it would be so great if I married the other Gabby Dunn.
Yeah,
right.
I really want you. Got to go.
Narcissist dream.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Isn't that?
That's fine. Yeah.
Let her have it. Like she was so pretty. I was like, you can keep it.
Yes. Well, on that note,
yeah, thank you guys.
Best of
thank
luck you
to
guys.
Go buy thank all of their things and listen.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You guys.
Hey guys, it's Kelty Knight from the Lady Gang podcast. If you're into getting a very sassy, sexual, beautiful, inspiring, funny, oftentimes embarrassing, slightly anal podcast in your repertoire, subscribe to us, Lady Gang, on Podcast One, the Podcast One app. And please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Welcome back for wedding advice.
Yes.
It's time for
wedding advice.
All right, we got some good questions today, Kevin.
Okay,
let's see. The worst wedding trend or custom that we need to let die in 2020. I personally think F tradition. The dad walking the dad down the aisle. The dad walking the lady down the aisle was traditionally because it was like a man giving a woman away
with like their goat, right?
Remember, yeah, like, something there was like about a goat.
You have my daughter. You give me a goat.
Right, trade, a fair trade. So I think there are different ways
buff.
To do that.
Yes,
where it's not quite as antiquated.
Great advice, Jenna.
Okay,
Here's another one. I'm currently engaged, not Kevin, this person writing the question. I proposed to my partner instead of him waiting to propose to me, and his family hasn't really welcomed me, so I want to see if he take my last name instead. Any suggestions on how I should approach the topic?
Just go for it.
Yeah, I feel like you got a good case. That sounds...
Even Stevens?
Well, it sounds like you have a good reason to ask for such a request.
I think you could just kind of go in there and be like, hey, I want to see how you feel about this also being an option. And, like, leave the conversation open to not being like, I want you to take my last name because your family, blah, 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 and attack. But more an open combo.
A fully developed thought.
Right.
Which it sounds like it is. I also think, how does your partner feel about is it assumed that you would take their last name?
Well,
you know,
oh, that's a good point.
I don't know.
It's a different world we're living in.
Yeah, or you could just keep your own names
and
or
don't have
hyphenate.
To take anybody's name. Oh, a hyphen name is good if your name isn't 9 letters long, like mine.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
State your case.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is the maid of honor in charge of the weekend of the actual wedding? That's a good question.
Keeping the bride
like
sane.
We assume we know, like everybody knows, but you obviously make a speech at the reception for...
And like, let it be funny, let it be short, let it be sentimental. Don't do a complete horrible mean roast.
Make it personal, you know, tell a nice story, say, you know, growing up or whatever, however you met, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, I'm with you. Short, sweet, to the point, don't get crazy.
I also feel like you have – sometimes people have a wedding planner. I feel like the maid of honor is like the bride's sanity planner for that day. Mm-hmm. Like you check up on the bride, make sure – also, I think it's you try to answer as much questions so the bride isn't bothered with stuff, right? Like, people come to you. Like, you should be the point person.
That's good. That's good. That's good.
Yeah, you run point, so, like, leave the bride alone. Yeah. It's a stressful day as it is.
And make sure she's, like, actually enjoying the day, because most importantly, I feel like a lot of brides are like, I didn't enjoy the day because I didn't get to, like, immerse myself in it because I was so busy worrying about everybody else.
Bring her a bottle of champagne.
Get her wasted.
Yeah. Well, not too wasted.
Yeah. No, get her wasted and put her to bed.
Well, yeah, you can get wasted after the ceremony.
Oh, yeah. No, I meant during the ceremony. Oh,
okay, great.
Okay, cool. I also think your responsibility as the maid of honor is making sure that the bridesmaid, if you're on the bride side, I guess, assuming, that you are kind of responsible for also making sure that the bridesmaids are there on time and, like, wrangling them. I know it's kind of a weird responsibility because you're an adult and, like, they can do whatever the F they want. But, like, I think... The nice thing to do is make sure that the bride doesn't have to do that either.
Relieving the bride of all the ancillary stresses.
You're like, I got it. I got it. I got these girls. Like, don't you worry about them. You just worry about your day.
I'm going to worry about your day. One more?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, this one says, I just got married. We're opening gifts a few weeks after the wedding. My husband thinks we should deposit our checks before writing thank yous. I think thank you notes should be written before depositing checks as a courtesy to our family and friends who very generously gave us money. I understand the safety concern of having checks in your house. Thoughts?
I think when you give a check at a wedding, it's a gift. And, like, you can cash it.
Yeah, I don't think there's any ceremonial activities that you need to...
Like, write a thank you and get it out. But, like, it doesn't have to be before.
No, I think the only thing you need to be conscious of is to make sure that you thank the people who gave you the gifts. Besides that...
Yeah, but, like, timing-wise...
Put the check in the account.
Like, whatever.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... No, I don't think you have to worry about being polite. Like,
I don't think it's a thing.
No, it's not a thing at all.
No.
As far as I'm concerned.
There's a lot of things with weddings. Don't make this a
like, if
thing.
I were the guest and I gave a check and then I checked my account later and the check was received, I'd be like, oh, good. They got it.
Yes.
They got the card. Yeah, they got the gift. They're enjoying it. Thanks for the wedding.
Even if,
congrats.
If they're irrational and immature and are upset that they see the money go
that's
out of their
weird.
Account.
That's not. It's not about them.
They're still going to get a thank you and then they're going to feel like a dick.
Yeah. And on that note, that's wedding advice.
Yeah, hope you had a great wedding. thanks for joining us, guys.
Yes, and thanks for tuning in every week. We really appreciate it. Tell your friends, tell your wives, tell your kids, and listen in.
Yeah, and thank you to our wonderful guests.
Everybody's been amazing.
Yes.
And we got some cool people coming up
thank
the rest
you, Jenna.
Of this year. Thank you, Kevin.
Okay, bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Showmance with us. And get new episodes every Thursday on PodcastOne.com, Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts. And follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Jenna Ushkowitz.
Follow me on Instagram at Kevin McHale and on Twitter at Druidude. And make sure to subscribe to the show and leave us a nice rating and a 5-star review, of course. And
spread the word. See you next week.
Bye.